KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic and 39 degrees. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly to mostly sunny with a high of 74 and winds out of the south at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, two men were injured during a pickup truck rollover accident Thursday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the 1999 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 20-year-old Austin Hatfield of Wilbur, Nebraska, was traveling westbound on I-80 near mile marker 27 when the vehicle went out of control and exited the road before rolling over and coming to rest upright in a ditch. That accident happened around 12:48 p.m. Hatfield was flown by LifeNet to the UNMC in Omaha. His passenger, 30-year-old Cody Smith of Bridgeway, Missouri, was transported by Minden Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Both men were wearing their seat belts. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man was arrested on an assault charge Thursday night. Authorities say Dennis Vanderhoof of Red Oak was taken into custody a little before 9 p.m. for domestic abuse assault. His arrest was the result of an investigation that followed a medical call in the 1700 block of 206th Street earlier in the evening Thursday. Vanderhoof was found at the residence and taken into custody without incident. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa on Thursday announced that a federal search warrant was executed Thursday morning at a home in the 100 block of Erig Avenue in Trainer. The search of the residence was an official law enforcement action involving agents with the FBI. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI investigation are, they say they're unaware of any risk to the safety of the public. Authorities say this is an ongoing investigation and no other information will be released at this time. A man from Stewart faces a charge of first-degree harassment associated with a profane message he left for Governor Kim Reynolds in her voicemail on January 5th. In his message, 48-year-old Harvey Hunter Jr., who was upset over the governor's handling of the COVID-19 restrictions, said Reynolds should be hung for treason. Hunter has defended his comments as being free speech while expressing opposition to COVID-19 restrictions. The message was left on the governor's office phone line set up to gather input over whether Reynolds should continue the partial statewide mask mandate. Hunter called the GOP governor a dictator and said every single one of you needs to be hung for treason for pushing this COVID scam, according to a criminal complaint that was filed in Polk County. Growing more intense, Hunter called Reynolds two derogatory names for women and said you need to be put in front of a firing squad. The comment has stated, Hunter said last month he turned himself in to face the charge, an aggravated misdemeanor that carries up to 2 years in prison. He's pleaded not guilty, and his attorney recently filed a motion to take the governor's deposition in the case. Trial is scheduled for June. A charging document filed this month said that Hunter's comments amounted to the most serious form of harassment under Iowa law because they included a threat to commit a forcible felony against the governor. In phone interviews Wednesday and Thursday, Hunter denied that he was threatening to kill the governor. Instead, he said that she and other government officials who imposed COVID-19 restrictions that he believed were violations of freedom should be put on trial for treason and punished if convicted. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Thursday said 44-year-old Carlos Rafael Lopez Ruiz of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday evening on charges that include sexual assault and false imprisonment. Lopez Ruiz was being held without bond at the time of the last report. And 25-year-old Daniel Edward Fitch of Omaha was arrested Wednesday for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. The Iowa Department of Corrections says a large-scale investigation turned up evidence of approximately 60 inmates who were consuming, possessing, or introducing the synthetic drug K2 at the prison in Clarinda. Department of Corrections spokesman Kate Overton says staff at the Clarinda facility began noticing last week a sudden increase in the number of inmates experiencing symptoms of narcotics use. Dogs from six Iowa prisons were brought in and searched the facility. The Clarinda prison does have its own drug dog, but Overton said that's not enough.
The synthetic K2 can be really challenging to identify, even for a well-trained canine unit. And so, you know, it's not like just a canine is often going to find this specific type of contraband. They can certainly help in finding some other types of contraband. But in this case, it's really going to take a lot of work around the mail system itself and some shifts in policy and procedures in order to start to curb the amount of contraband that's coming into that system.
Overton said every piece of mail is also examined when it comes in, but the drugs still get by.
They're getting very sophisticated in how they're lacing this paper that's coming into the U.S. mail system. And so even doing that isn't enough to try to curb the amount of contraband coming in. And
Overton says they're trying to sort through all the evidence found in Clarinda to decide the punishment for the contraband.
Often what's going to happen is inmates will face just disciplinary action within our own correctional disciplinary system. But those that have been involved in the actual distribution and have been involved in helping get it into the prison, and those on the outside that were involved in tainting this mail and sending it in, those are the folks that we want to work with law enforcement and really focus on.
The announcement comes as civil rights groups have raised concerns about a new state policy that bans family, friends, and third parties from sending books to inmates in Iowa's prisons. Overton says they're trying to balance the prisoners' needs for books with the need to keep out drugs.
I think the very people who might be, you know, critical of policies that try to curb the introduction of contraband would also be very critical if we have inmates overdosing and dying on our floors in the prison from consuming the contraband. So we want to try to be smart and balanced as we approach this issue.
The Iowa legislature has already been talking about giving the prison system more money to add staff. Overton says staffing is not the biggest issue in trying to control the contraband.
This issue in particular is really about the mail system and the abuse of it. Certainly more staff could be of assistance in terms of providing security and safety around our prisons. And the legislature understands, I think, the needs of the correctional system right now. And, of course, we appreciate every bit of resources they give us.
The corrections department has been under greater scrutiny after the two recent deaths of two staff members at Anamosa's prison. The two inmates are accused of killing them during an escape attempt. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.